This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The Senate passed a funding package Thursday that would prevent another partial government shutdown. But as AP's Sagar Meghani reports, when he signs it, President Trump says he'll declare a national emergency to get the money he wants for a border wall with Mexico.
The president had said earlier he was reviewing the bill but did not promise to sign it. The White House and Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell now say he has made a decision.
The president will sign the bill
and take another step.
He will also be issuing a national emergency declaration at the same time.
And according to the White House, take other executive action to fulfill his promise to build a border wall. He's unhappy the border security package has just a sliver of the money he wanted for a wall. Executive action would let him divert money from other areas to build it without congressional sign-off, though both parties have argued against that. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, meanwhile, says President Trump's plan to make an emergency declaration is an attempt at an end run around Congress. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says declaring a national emergency along the border with Mexico is an overreach by President Trump.
It's not an emergency, what's happening at the border. It's a humanitarian challenge to us.
She adds GOP members of Congress will rue the day if they back what she calls Trump's lawless act and abuse of presidential power.
The precedent that the president is setting here is something that should be met with great unease and dismay by the Republicans.
Pelosi can get a bill to overturn Trump's declaration through the House, and it could also pass the GOP-held Senate, though Trump is likely to veto it. Trump's move will certainly draw a court challenge. Tim McGuire, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Venezuela's Foreign Minister Jorge Arreaza announced Thursday he is forming a coalition of diplomats who believe the United States and others are violating the UN Charter against non-interference in member states. The foreign minister also denounced U.S. sanctions against Venezuela and called the U.S. aid sitting across the border in Colombia a spectacle.
We all have the right to live without the threat of use of force and without the application of illegal, coercive, unilateral measures.
Arreaza was surrounded by diplomats from 16 other countries, including Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, and Cuba, when he met with reporters at the United Nations. Those countries continue to back Nicolas Maduro's government in Venezuela, while about 50 nations, led by the United States, recognize opposition leader Juan Guaido as the country's president. At least 44 paramilitary soldiers were killed Thursday in Indian Kashmir when a bomber rammed an explosives-laden vehicle into a convoy. AP's Charles de Ledesma has details.
The car bombing is thought to be the deadliest assault on security forces in Kashmir in two decades. Police say the attack occurred as a military convoy reached the outskirts of the disputed region's main city of Srinagar. One bus was destroyed and at least five other vehicles damaged by the blast. One official says he thinks the destroyed bus was carrying at least 35 soldiers. The Pakistan-based Islamist group Jaish-e-Mohammed has said it carried out the bombing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Online giant Amazon says it will not build a second headquarters in New York after all. AP correspondent Warren Levinson tells us why.
The stunning reversal came after Amazon conducted a year-long search for a second headquarters and decided to split the new facility between Virginia and Long Island City across the East River from Manhattan. But New York politicians pushed back after the deal was announced, saying the city was giving away too much in reduced taxes, which they contended the online retail behemoth was well able to pay. Amazon, which had planned to put 25,000 workers in the Queens campus, says it will not look for a substitute, but instead will expand its new offices in Arlington, Virginia, and Nashville, Tennessee. Warren Levinson, New York.
And European aviation giant Airbus says it will end production of its super jumbo A380 jetliner in 2 years. The company announced Thursday it was abandoning the jet after the Dubai-based Emirates Airlines announced that it is cutting back its orders for the plane. And this late-breaking word, the House of Representatives approved a bipartisan border security bill aimed at averting a government shutdown. They now send it to President Donald Trump for his signature. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.